In Play Radio, from hockey to hockey. We've got it covered.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Darts Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined as ever by John Gwynn to look ahead to week four of the Premier League Darts. Coming up from Glasgow, we'll also look back at last week at Belfast, as Phil Taylor still yet to win a game. Pretty amazing, isn't it, John? Morning, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Yes, it is amazing how this Taylor run continues, three on the trot. It's got to end somewhere, but the longer that it goes on, the more it's likely to go on. And people might say, well, that's a rather strange sort of statement, but it's a fact, because as soon as he does get a win under his belt, his confidence will grow, especially if it were a win with a sort of Taylor-esque performance with an average of 108 plus. And normal service might be resumed, but there's always that niggling doubt, and the pressure builds on him week by week. So yes, it is amazing. I just want to say, I was pleased last week that I managed to get two out of the five right, which means that my lucky 31 would have fetched a nice little profit.
Mm.
But there were, I mean, the Taylor result was a surprise, let's be honest. 7-4 to be beaten, even by Peter Wright, who's having a wonderful time, was just as big a shock as the 7-0 on the opening night against Michael van Gerwen. The result that night wasn't a shock. It was the 7-0, the actual score line, that was the shock. So he's got Whitlock this week. We'll come to that game, no doubt, in a bit. And he'll be hoping to get that first win. But so will Whitlock. He's down there with him. It's the battle for relegation, isn't it?
Yeah, but
avoid it.
The two players who have lost all three games so far coming up against each other, so one of them will break that, or, of course, the draw, but either way, one of them will be getting some points on the board. You mentioned that Phil Taylor, you said it'll have to stop eventually, but the thing is, against Peter Wright, there weren't many signs that he was sort of bouncing back, was there?
Well, Wright locked him out, and that's what Wright has done over the last few months. In the on the professional circuit, away from the television screens. Wright plays the board, he doesn't play the player. And what I mean by that is that he knows that if he plays his game, the other player's got to play particularly well to beat him. And playing his game means doing what he does in practice, just get his scores, concentrate on his game, on the board, and that's why I think he always looks so utterly focused, utterly singular in his approach. And, well, if the other fella does manage to beat him and throw better than him, so be it. At least he has put in what he considers to be his best effort and his best performance. And that's his key, you know. Players often are aware of what the other player's hitting and reacting to it. As far as I can see, he doesn't react to it, and that can help a heck of a lot.
Hmm. Okay, I've got some outright betting for you here, John. Michael van Gerwen, who is, of course, 3 from 3 so far, 11-10 to land the title. Adrian Lewis and Phil Taylor both 7-2. Peter Wright at 10s and 14s or bigger the rest. Are you making it pretty hard to look past van Gerwen at the minute?
Well, obviously he's the man in form, but in the end, you know, he could go and win all of his league matches. He could go and win every single one and then lose in the semi-final at the knockout stage. It's like the team that finishes third in the championship of football finishes better than the two automatically promoted teams. And then they lose in the first in the semi-final of the playoffs to the team that finished sixth. There's no guarantee that winning all your matches means in the end that you're going to win at the knockout stage. I mean, that has happened once to Taylor. Back in 2009, he won the league but was knocked out by Mervyn King. And, you know, That's why you have to be careful when looking at these odds. There are going to be four really good players, really determined players in those semi-finals. And whilst odds against Van Gerwen might tempt, just bear that in mind. And bear in mind that even the bottom of the table at the moment are still only 4 points off a playoff place. And people in those playoff places are going to take points off each other. If Taylor or Whitlock or Thornton or Anderson, who are only 2 points off a playoff place, put a run together, then they can finish fourth or third. It might be tempting to go and back Taylor now at those odds, because if he does get a run together and gets into fourth place, you've got to watch him then. He'll be playing the first in the league in the first of the two semi-finals. If he can get as high as third, then his chances increase. He'll play the second place player.
And he certainly won't be 7-2 then, will he?
He won't be 7-2 then, no. Effectively, you're almost taking 7-2 on him getting into the playoffs. Because if he got into the playoffs, assuming Van Gerwen got into the playoffs as well, they would probably be joint favourites.
Okay, then.
There wouldn't be much between them.
No, they wouldn't. Okay, we've also got some betting for who'll finish bottom of the 2014 Premier League. Simon Whitlock, 5-4 at the minute. Then Wes Newton, who's maybe surprised a few people, in good form at the minute, at 4-1. Dave Chisnell at 5s, Robert Thornton at 6s, Gary Anderson at 7s, and Phil Taylor at 9-1. That couldn't happen, surely, could it, John?
Well, I go back to what I said originally. The longer he continues to win, the harder it is going to be for him to win. So you have to accept the possibility that it could happen. I can't really see it. I can't see Taylor's demise being quite so striking that he should finish bottom of the group. It would be a major surprise if he finished out of the top four, but it would be a total shock and may end up with somebody like Phil Taylor saying, right, I'm afraid I can't do it anymore and I'm retiring. It would be, to me, as stark as that. No, I can't see Taylor finishing bottom. The 9-1 wouldn't tempt me. It would have to be double figures at least. But even then, I'd think I'm giving the bookies money. Whitlock is a possibility. I think that the best value there, with great respect to him, is Robert Thornton. He's only got 2 points on the board at the moment in his three games. And I admittedly, they came about as an excellent 7-2 win last week against Gary Anderson. But to me, that's the most likely contender there. Yes, Whitlock's having a bad run, and he's got a big game on Thursday night. If Thornton were to win on Thursday and Whitlock were to lose, then I might have caused to change my tune. But there are several contenders, as we can see. I think the chances are that Anderson could get dragged into it. He's only got 2 points from his three games. We keep talking about Anderson's quality, but that quality isn't always revealed in his results. So that's a possibility. Chisnall, I just think he's got a bit too much. I think Chisnall's got sufficient in his game to win, sometimes when you don't expect him to, albeit to lose when sometimes you expect him to win. He's a little more unpredictable.
No, I'd agree with that. So Robert Thornton, maybe a bit of value at 6-1 at the minute, John?
I would suggest so. Much as though I like the lad, and somebody's got to finish bottom. I think 6-1 for Thornton is the best value there. Certainly better value than 5-4 Whitlock.
Okay, then. We'll move on to the games taking place on Thursday evening at Glasgow. It's week 4 of the Premier League darts. And first up is Peter Wright against Adrian Lewis, a real cracker to kick things off. Peter Wright available at 6-4. Of course, he's still unbeaten. The draw at 4-1, and Adrian Lewis at even money. Lewis, of course, who was really disappointing last week against a rejuvenated Wes Newton. Which way do you see this one going, John?
I wished I could say with any great authority which way I thought it would go, because Adrian Lewis has now become as unpredictable as at any stage in his career. When Adrian Lewis is really buzzing, he tends to keep going for a time. Then he might go off the boil and have several bad results. Now he's having a brilliant performance one week and then an abysmal one or a poor one the next. And his performances are so in and out that predicting what he's going to do is very, very difficult. And I'm going to take a chance, actually. I've spoke about Peter Wright and his singular approach, his ability to shut off the other player's game and play the board. But I do think that the extra gear that Lewis has on most players might come into play here. And if he can really click, I think Lewis can do it. It's a risk, but I'm going to take Lewis to win by 7-5.
Okay, 7-5 Lewis available at 5-1. Let's hope he can get a bit of consistency going in this year's tournament. Next up, Robert Thornton against Wes Newton. Thornton, of course, we just discussed. He's available at even money for this match. The draw at 4-1, Newton at 6-4. And Newton, really impressive last week against Lewis, and bidding to make it 3 on the trot now.
Well, yes, both Newton and Thornton won 7-2 last week against good opposition. Is there such a thing as bad opposition in the Premier League? But they were excellent wins, and it's pushed Newton up into fifth place on legs difference, and Thornton's first win in the Premier League has given him his first points, and he will have the throw, i.e. It's because it's even legs, that really doesn't matter quite so much, because if every leg goes, we throw it to draw anyway. But it means that if he can hold his throw first and then put Newton under a bit of pressure, he can still get that vital breaker throw that you need in order to win the game. I've actually got this down for a draw. I think it'll be very, very close. I don't think there's a lot between them. And I'm taking both of them to add 1 point to his tally. I don't think they would be disappointed with that. Particularly Newton, as I say, is in fifth place with 4 points. It would be another game unbeaten, and it would extend his unbeaten run to 3 games. He lost his first one, but then he beat Barney, then Lewis, and if he gets a draw with Thornton, I think he would have every reason to be happy, even though he would expect this to be one that he has to win. Both players will feel that. They would feel this is one I really should win.
Okay.
But it's 6 apiece for me.
Okay, the draw, 6 apiece at 4-1 there between Thornton and Newton. Next up, Simon Whitlock against Phil Taylor. The two players who are fighting out at the bottom of the Premier League as things stand. 3-1 for the Aussie Whitlock, 5-1 the draw. 4-9 for Phil Taylor. Short odds considering his recent form, but then again he's coming up against Simon Whitlock, who's similarly out of sorts here, John.
Yes. How do you come to assess this? It would be easy to cop out and say it's 6 apiece. Two players playing poorly, neither able to really play his best and find the doubles. But I'm not going to cop out here. I'm going to say Taylor will win his first points. But it is going to be very close. I'm as close to 6 apiece as you can get. I think Whitlock will, as he always does, put in a gritty performance. He might even go on to win it if he can get a couple of legs ahead and Taylor's confidence begins to drop again. But I am going to side with the power to pick up his first points. Now, you know, I'm in a competition with Eric Bristow. It's a personal thing. We exchange correct scores each week, and over the course of the weeks of the Premier League, we keep score, and whoever wins at the end of it gives the other one £50. It's a bit of fun, but it's also a challenge, and Eric's not the best of losers. At the moment, I'm winning 3-1. Getting those two last week helped. And my old mate, the crafty Cockney, reckons Taylor will win 7-2, but I'm siding with 7-5. I'm taking the power to beat Whitlock 7-5.
Okay, 7-5 available at 5-1 there for Phil Taylor to bounce back. The penultimate contest from Glasgow on Thursday evening is Michael van Gerwen against Raymond van Barneveld. The two Dutchmen coming up against each other. 8-15 for van Gerwen, 5-1 the draw, 5-2 for Barney, who, as ever, is wonderfully inconsistent, isn't he?
Yes, that's right. He's Lewis-esque, isn't he? He and Lewis, very similar. They're both amazing players when they're on song, but in and out. And you're never quite sure which one's going to turn up. With van Gerwen, you do. You know you're going to get a performance out of him. Even if he doesn't win, you know you're going to get a performance out of van Gerwen. If van Gerwen doesn't win, it's usually because he's missed some doubles. He's still been hitting the scores. Every dart player can dip, we know, but van Gerwen is probably the most reliable, most consistent player around this at the moment, maybe along with Peter Wright. So I'm going to take van Gerwen to win this double Dutch event, and by 7-4.
Okay, 7-4, 9-2 there for van Gerwen to land that one. The final game that we'll look at is Dave Chisnell against Gary Anderson. 6-5 for Chisnell, 4-1 the draw, 5-4 Anderson. As the betting suggests, going to be pretty tight, this one. Two players that we have discussed already as being pretty similar in this year's Premier League darts. But Gary Anderson does have home advantage in this one. Do you think that'll be significant?
Oh, yes, I think the Scots will get behind Anderson. There's no absolutely no doubt about that, as indeed they will behind Thornton in the earlier game against Newton. Chizzy's got to play against that, of course, and it'll be interesting to see how he reacts. I'm actually going for the draw. There's nothing between the two players in terms of ability, in my opinion. Their temperaments are questionable. Chizzy sometimes jerks when he gets tense, and the dart can go anywhere but in treble 20. And Anderson can throw what I consider a soft dart. The arm weakens, and the dart then, he loses his accuracy. Even though it looks as though he's cool and composed, he's not really in control of the weight of the throw, and that can be a problem. So I'm taking 6 apiece here, Chisnell and Anderson.
Okay, 6 apiece, 4-1 there between Chisnell and Anderson. If you could just spin us through then your 5 correct scores in John Gwynne's lucky 31, please.
Yes, here's the lucky 31 for week 4 of the Premier League in Glasgow at the Hydro Arena. It's Lewis to beat Wright 7-5, Newton and Thornton to draw 6 apiece. It's Whitlock 5, Taylor 7, van Gerwen 7, van Barneveld 4, and Chisnell 6, Anderson 6.
Great stuff, John. Thank you very much for your time, as ever. Best of luck with those selections. Hopefully we can nab a couple more winners for you there. And we'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you very much indeed, and good luck, everyone.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.